I consider Saucer Magnolia an eternally optimistic harbinger of spring today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Saucer Magnolia, known botanically as Magnolia ex solangiana, is by far the most popular of the flowering magnolias and normally flowers from early to late spring. Even though spring may be in the air, I wouldn't recommend that you go out and start planting your tomatoes based on the flowering of your saucer magnolia. Saucer magnolia is considered a small tree, maybe eventually reaching 20 by 20. Driving around Mississippi, I have seen specimens that have achieved sizes larger, much larger than this. I think multi-stem specimens are the most attractive. The size of the plant can be maintained and controlled by pruning. The best time to prune these spring flowering trees is immediately after flowering. The leaves can be quite variable depending on the selection and add textural interest. The leaves have an elliptical shape and can be up to 8 inches long, but since they bloom before the leaves emerge, the flowers are the main attraction. They are huge! Some selections can have flowers up to 10 inches across. The flowers will vary from white to pink to bold purple, depending on the variety. Saucer magnolias are a good choice as a low-maintenance, easy-to-care-for plant. Be sure to plant in the full sun in well-drained soil. It's important to make sure the soil doesn't dry out completely. Applying a couple of deep irrigations during times of drought stress will help to ensure a beautiful spring next year. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.